Good morning. It's 8:16 on Raven Radio, your community radio station. It's activities report time. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sick of Sentinel sports editor. We're a little crowded in here as we've got some more state champions in today. The mock trial team is in. Members of the mock trial team, Debbie Earwood, Danica Weaver, Will Pate, Aniza Saleva. I'm getting like a close enough nod. You guys went up to Anchorage earlier this month, and you guys beat everybody. Go ahead and start with you, Danica. What was your role on the mock trial team?
Well, I was an attorney on the mock trial team, and I was in the mock trial. We have to prepare two different sides of the witnesses. So I had two witnesses, and I had to prepare both defense and prosecution sides for that witness, and we had to be prepared for another third witness if they were to call them.
Debbie?
I was a witness, and that meant I basically had to memorize two giant packets worth of people's information.
Okay.
I was a witness of an expert in both sides.
Will?
I was also an attorney on Danica's team. We were teammates.
Okay, and so Will, kind of give me a little idea how the format went. Danica touched on it. Help us explain what happens at mock trial, how this works, how the competition flows.
So most people see it as you only play in one side, either the prosecution or the defense. When we go up there, we actually have to be ready for both sides. And we go up there with both of our cases ready. And usually there's, I think, six trials before finals.
There's usually six, yeah. Normally we get one bye, which is where we don't have to do a trial on Thursday night, but we have to do the rest on Friday and Saturday.
And basically you go up there and it's a coin toss to which side you're going to get when you get into the courtroom. So you have no idea until you get there.
Okay, and Debbie, it's model some courtroom stuff. There's obviously some differences that make it more competition, right? Like you guys have like time limits and certain rules that set witnesses you can call. Can you explain some of those to us?
Right. Well, in terms of witnesses, we have to stick truly to our affidavit, which is the packet that we get that gives us all the information that our character kind of has. And so we have to stick to that. And if we don't, then basically we can get ourselves in trouble.
Okay. And you guys had two foreign exchange students on the team, is that right?
Yes, I was in the second team, and Jess, he was in the first team.
And you're from?
I'm from Tajikistan.
What was the experience like for you in terms of seeing, I wouldn't want to say exactly how the American judicial system works, because we usually don't tack 2.5 hour time limits on our court cases, but what was it like being a part of that?
It was something new to experience for me because we haven't something like that in my country. And I think mock trial is a really fun activity. And I really highly recommend everybody to join this activity because you can understand law if you're interested in it. And you can, if you are interested in acting, you can improve your skills too. Or if you just want to have fun, you can just join.
What would you prefer, getting into the law portion of it or kind of the character acting?
The law portion of it.
So what was your guys' case? What was the case that everybody was competing at?
Well, our case was a arson murder case where a bomb supposedly blew up in a imaginary science lab in an imaginary town called Moose Valley. And there were two suspects, Alex Kolsky and Ty Leppert. And Ty Leppert had bomb experience, and Debbie can touch on that because that was her character. And Alex Kolsky was a animal rights activist.
Okay, and Debbie, getting into the bomb expert thing, but first, quickly, why the obsession with naming things after moose, especially up in Anchorage? Have you noticed everything is named after moose?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but now bring us into the bomb expert portion of it.
So my character, Ty, is one of the advantages of having Ty was we got to put him as a hostile witness, which meant that in the beginning of the case, I wasn't supposed to answer any of the questions that Will was going to ask me, and to be very reluctant. And when doing that, the judge has to call me, can declare me as a hostile witness, which makes it so that Will can ask me direct and leading questions. And in doing so, we can pull out all this information about me, like my parents were miners, and that meant that I knew how to make bombs, and I enjoyed making bombs as a pastime.
Miners with the little helmet and the candle on top, exactly. Or miners as in can't buy cigarettes?
Miners as in the little helmets on top.
Okay. And Will, what was the, explain some of the strategy there, because I know... obviously, the story in the Sentinel that talked about Jess was really good because he was able to drag this out and kind of push it up against. As working kind of on the attorney side of things, explain some of the strategy into going into this.
Well, I know Debbie was really good. I think all the past years our attorneys have been great, but this year our witnesses really were great too. So that really helped us, I think, win. And we really added character to those witnesses, which helped. And I think the skill for the attorneys is really memorizing the objection rules and memorizing hearsay objections and all sorts of different, all the rules to object, and when people object, what to say to those. And I think we were really good on that this year as well.
Sika, hi, mock trial team in with us this morning. Danica, who'd you guys beat while you were up there?
Well, the highlight was we beat West Anchorage 1, which has been our goal since, my freshman year. And they're a crazy team. They have people go to mock trial camps in the summer, and their lawyers are always top-notch. So it surprised us that we beat them, but it...
We knew we were going to beat them.
Yeah.
They cried.
Mock trial camp sounds sort of sinister. Does that sound sinister to you?
I would not want to spend my summer there.
And then you guys beat West Valley, West Anchorage in the championship round, and in the semis you guys beat South, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So this was predominantly 4A larger schools.
Mm-hmm.
Head nods. Mm-hmm. Great, making for great radio. Debbie, what did you think of the experience? Did it get you more interested in law as something you might want to pursue? Is it just sort of fun? Did you draw anything from this other than just having a good time and beating West Anchorage into the dirt?
That was definitely one of them. I wasn't going to be in mock trial if it weren't for the fact that Will physically dragged me into the room. And then I started getting really, really into it, learning all these characters, and then learning... the law aspect of it was super interesting. I was like, I had no idea about like objections and different kind of objections. And
Debbie was really strong on her acting as well. She was one of the best. She put all these spin, like her Ty Leppert, she had times when she would stand up and be physically hitting the witness stand. And that because she, Ty was known for getting into these crazy rage fits, and the judge would be asking her to sit down and calm down. And that really, I think... pulled some of the jury, gave us some of the points.
You were hamming it up. You were chewing the scenery.
Absolutely.
Were you drawing on your DDF experience for this?
Yes, very much so.
And you guys, as we wind down, one of the more interesting things that happened is you guys were with the Alaska Supreme Court when you did the championship round. What was that like?
It was good. It was scary. We had Judge Mannheimer, he was one of the ones.
What an aggressive name, man.
Yeah. They were scary to go in front of, but it was good. He was the one who knew all the rules, so he would be doing the rulings and everything. But it was a giant courthouse. And it was
intimidating. In the Supreme Court, the judges are put like on a pedestal on a second story, and you have to look up to them. And I remember my sophomore year when we made it to finals, I was scared out of my wits.
Anissa, did you have the same reaction? What was it like saying that for the first time?
Yeah, it was kind of scary. I mean, it was my first time, my first experience. But yeah, I think we had really supportive team. We supported each other, which made it kind of easy. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. So go ahead.
Can I say the last word?
Yeah.
So as everybody knows that Sitka High won in Anchorage, and it was a result of hard work. But I want to say thank you for Mr. Wayne and Jude Pate, because trust me, they worked much more harder than we, and they support us and motivate us. So thank you guys.
All right. Thank you for listening this
morning. Thank you.